The following is a special presentation from Cole Sports! From analysts, to journalists, to athletes, and to all sports personalities in between, join us as you get an up-close and personal look at how things are behind the scenes of sports. Cole Sports presents Conversations. Follow along with us as we get to ask the questions that you have always wanted to ask, and you get the answers that you demand from the sports personalities themselves. Cole Sports presents Conversations on ColeSports.com and other social media outlets. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dolt of the Quarter, sponsored by nobody, but we are still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. And now, the host of Cole Sports, Cole Johnson. Wow, I am so honored. Thank you so much. Wow, I'm humbled right now. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special edition of Dolt of the Quarter. I am your host, Cole Johnson. And you know what? We're going to get right to it, because you already know that we give it to you straight with no chaser here. So here are the candidates for the third quarter of 2016's Dolt of the Quarter. And here they are. Contestant number one, the August 2016's Dolt of the Month, Ryan Lochte. Now, what special brain dead thing did he do? Well, he decided to concoct a story saying that he was robbed at gunpoint. He and three other of his Olympic buddies in Rio de Janeiro. And it turned out that he lied about it. His yellow or white or platinum or silver or brunette haired self decided to concoct a story to upstage the Simone Biles, the Michael Phelps, and the Usain Bolts of the world. Bravo, son. You did a great job. Instead of talking about those who actually did something in the games itself, they're talking about you because you overshadowed it. In fact, you did such a great job with it. You overshadowed how bad it was all presented before the games began. Bravo, son. Wonderful job. September 2016's Dolt of the Month, Steve Clevenger. Now, this 30-year-old backup catcher decided to pop off at the mouth. In his tweet rage, Clevenger went on to say, quote, "Black people beating whites when a thug got shot holding a gun by a black officer cracks me up. Keep kneeling for the anthem." Close quote. Then another wonderful tweet. Quote, "BLM, or Black Lives Matter, is pathetic again. Obama, you are pathetic once again. Everyone should be locked behind bars like animals." Close quote. Well, the Mariners actually did the right thing, and they suspended them for the rest of the year. Oh, I should say, how much would the rest of the year be, considering that we're at the end of the season? I mean, you can suspend them without pay for the rest of the year, but considering that the year ends, or the year ended, the first weekend in October, not too much of a penalty, right? So would you like a smile with your racism? And then there's October 2016's Dolt of the Month, the New York Giants organization. Now, normally this outfit is world class and they're first class and they're outstanding. However, in this case, they missed the ball. Or, since we're talking about football teams, they fumbled it. In lieu of the Josh Brown situation where it was understood that he was abusive to his wife, or I should say now ex-wife, on repeated occasions and admitted to it, the organization stood behind them, but they swept the problem under the rug. Now, we're talking about a kicker who has actually had a record of abusing and misusing his ex-wife and other women that dates all the way back to his college days at Florida State. He's 37 now. So we're talking about almost 20 years of being heavy-handed like a pimp. But why did I not award it to Josh Brown? Well, I awarded it to the organization because they swept it under the rug and they knew about this and they kept quiet. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shield, but didn't you all run these spots and commercials all fall of, I believe, 2014? The year that Ray Rice decided to connect with a left hook to Janae Rice's jaw. You ran these no more campaigns. You stand with those who were abused and you'd stamp out whoever was about abusing women. Then why did this chump play even after that all the way until this year? And then why, Mara family, did you sweep this under the rug and didn't say anything and didn't out him? You're supposed to be a family, right? Family doesn't support a domestic abuser. That's a problem. You should have gotten rid of the chump long before this season started. You should have gotten rid of him long before the NFL decided to just suspend him one game. And then what's the point in suspending him? He's had a full career already in the league. Doesn't matter. And those are your contestants and candidates for the third quarter of 2016's Dolt of the Quarter. When I come back, the winner of the third quarter's Dolt of the Quarter, right after this. All right, my Cold Sports VIPs, Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today, right now, for free, for free, 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 free. All you have to do is go into coldsports.com and get your copy. Let me say that again. All right, my Cold Sports VIPs, Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today for free, for free, for free, for what? For free, for what? For free. All you have to do is go into coldsports.com and get your copy. So what are you waiting on? Go get it! Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Cold Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cold Sports Shopping Center is at coldsports.com and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cold Sports store right now. Cold Sports! Available on social media outlets everywhere and Cold Sports with a Z.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, my VIPs, to this special edition, Dolt of the Quarter Style, the third edition of 2016. I am Cole Johnson, you know that's me, and I am here to award it. But let me give you a slight rundown as to who are the contestants that are vying for the title of third quarter 2016's Dolt of the Quarter. August 2016's winner, Ryan Lochte. September 2016's winner, Steve Clevenger. And October 2016's Dolt of the Month winner, the New York Giants organization. And here we go. The winner of the third quarter of 2016's Dolt of the Quarter. Is the Olympic swimmer extraordinaire Ryan Lochte. That's right. Boo him! Boo that sucker! Boo him! Give it to him! Boo him! Boo him for that hideous hairstyle! Boo him! This is why you have won this award over the other two chumps, chump. The Olympics are supposed to be the event where the country puts forth its best foot, its best athletes, its best heart. It is an event that's supposed to celebrate all that is good with humanity. It is an event where you work 4 years toward at least achieving that gold medal, or at least fail trying, and it's done with the heart of a champion. But you had to coax three other swimmers with you to go into a Brazilian establishment, pee all over it, upset the owner, and then be forced at gunpoint because you vandalized the area and you trespassed. It's amazing that you said that you were robbed. And I'm so glad the Olympic Village has surveillance footage of the fact that you dropped your wallet in the tub of where you get checked. That doesn't look like someone who's been a victim of a robber. But I'll say this, because I've talked about you twice before. A robbing did take place. A robbing did take place. Victim number one, Michael Phelps. Now, you have a guy who has won 28 medals, 23 of them gold. This was supposed to be his swan song in the Olympics. And he got down with 4 gold and 1 silver. But he got robbed of his moment. Then how about Simone Biles? This little dynamo who in her 4'8" body possesses more heart in it than you have ever done in the 3 Olympic appearances that you've made, Lochte. 4 golds, 1 bronze. And a woman who defies gravity by every time she does a floor exercise routine. She was robbed. How about Simone Manuel, the first ever African-American swimmer to win a gold medal? Now that's news, but she was overshadowed. Katie Ledecky, who ruled the women's side of the pool, collecting medal after medal to the point where when I saw her throw out a first pitch in a nationals game, Bryce Harper looked like he was about to start up having a Mr. T startup kit, but you upstaged her. And then there's Usain Bolt. I'm not even dealing with just the Americans. Usain Bolt, who to me exemplified the greatest moment of the Olympics this year in the field of quote battle unquote, for being the first man to win the 100, the 200, and the 4x100, 3 gold medals, 3 consecutive Olympiads. Now he said, well, hey, I've done all I need to do, I'm gone. You upstaged him, all because you wanted to be famous. You wanted to be famous and lie, and then smile, get your butt out of town, and then hide under your mama's bed in Charlotte. See, that's the clown in you, Lochte. That's right, clown. That's what you are, that's what you have been, that's what you'll always be, a clown. And what's so sad is it's quite possible, it is quite fathomable, that you actually might pull this crap again and try for the Olympiad in Tokyo come 2020. We don't want to see you, son. And if you didn't get the memo when you were Dancing with the Stars, hopefully you will get the memo when people don't really give a crap about you after your 15 minutes are up. But unfortunately, because we award the lowest of the low and the worst of the worst and the stupidest of the stupid, we have to talk about you a little further. So congratulations, Mr. Lochte. You're blonde, yellow, platinum, white, silver, gray, and brunette-haired self has won this prestigious award, joining two other contestants. Congratulations. You are one of the greatest dolts of the year. And if you want to find out if he makes the cut and wins the big award, tune in January 29th as we award the Dolt of 2016. That's right, Cole Sports will proudly present the Dolt Awards. You've heard the date, January 29th. That is between the championship games in NFL and the Super Bowl. That Sunday in between, when you basically are yawning and saying, oh, great, we have to watch this horrible Pro Bowl. You don't have to watch the Pro Bowl. You can listen to my show. January 29th, set the date, set the time. You will be awarded with understanding who is the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low. The Dolt of the Year 2016 will be crowned. If you happen to like this special episode or any other regular episodes that I do, why don't you come follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also come follow me on Facebook, Cole Sports, again, sports with a Z. You can also make your voice heard, Cole Sports VIP Room on Facebook as well. That's there. And you can also follow me on all other social media platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and all the others. Most importantly, though, follow me on ColeSports.com. That's right, ColeSports.com. ColeSports.com. Let your feelings known. Let your feelings show. Tell me what you think, and I will definitely get back with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Look, there's only one thing that I ask of you. With the likes, the hates, or the shares, or the follows, or the retweets, one thing I ask, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Sports, a Comey Media production in association with Block Talk Radio.